This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In the not-too-distant past, viewing an actual atom was like trying to touch the sun, a physical impossibility. That's because atoms would have to be magnified more than a million times to be visible. That began to change in recent decades with new technology and more sophisticated microscopes. Now researchers at the Oak Ridge National Laboratory have an electron microscope that allows them not only to peek at atoms, but to see patterns and flaws with unprecedented clarity. Stephen J. Pennycook is a senior physicist at Oak Ridge National Laboratory. He says the new microscope allows scientists to see an image at 6/10 of an angstrom. The previous record was 7/10.
We're just inching down, or going down a tenth of an angstrom at a time. We're pretty much at our limit now.
By way of reference, how small is an angstrom?
Well, that's just 100 millionth of a centimeter. That's not very big, but it's about the size of an atom. So with this new machine, we can see atoms really quite clearly for the first time.
100 millionth of a centimeter. Put that in perspective for us.
It's a little like looking at a penny from the other side of the continent.
I'm trying
but
to think
it's the scale where atoms are. That's about the size of the atom. And if we want to see how atoms go together, we have to see that.
And in order to see the atoms, how were you able to do this, to achieve this degree of sub-angstrom resolution?
Well, this is all made possible by a new technology which corrects the lens aberrations. You can think of it really as a pair of eyeglasses for the electron microscope. And putting on this correction device allows us now to see the atoms with just about double the resolution we were just a few years ago.
What do you actually see?
Well, you're just seeing the atoms all lined up inside a material, and that's the whole goal of the program, is trying to see where the atoms are, how they join together. They're all round. They basically have the shape of our beam in the microscope. So it's really the arrangements in space and the patterns they make. Maybe it's a little like wallpaper and seeing different patterns.
So apparently this is a very valuable tool. What do you hope to do with this?
Well, I mean, when we can see things so much clearly, more clearly than we could, we're really spoilt for choice. We want to look at all kinds of different materials and figure out how they work. For example, we can look at new ceramic materials and try and see how to make them stronger. We can look at metals and alloys and see what makes them strong. The semiconductors, we want to look at all kinds of different structures and see if we can figure out how to make the next generation device, for example. We like higher temperature materials that makes our cars run more efficiently, aircraft run more efficiently and cleaner. We want better catalysts to clean up the environment. The applications of being able to see things clearly for the first time are just really quite mind-boggling.
Now, did I hear you say that you think you've got this image about as small as you think you can get it? If that's the case, what do you do next? What's your next challenge?
Well, what we're going to do next, what's very exciting is that we are getting resolution now in the third dimension, and we're working on taking the electron microscope from a two-dimensional view of the world to a three-dimensional view of the world. And if we're able to do that, I think it will be even more exciting.
Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Stephen J. Pennycook is a senior physicist at the Condensed Matter Science Division at Oak Ridge National Laboratory. He spoke to us from Knoxville, Tennessee.